Time's almost up. The federal government is hours away from shutting down as lawmakers appear unable to reach a budget by midnight. The Obama administration is readying hundreds of thousands of furlough notices for government workers deemed non-essential. New York City is home to more than 51,000 federal employees. The shutdown would also force national parks to close, including the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. The stock market slipped as a shutdown became more of a reality. The Dow dropped 29 points to close at 12,380. The NASDAQ fell 16 points, settling at 2,780. And the S&P lost 5 points to close the week at 1,328. If you are booking a flight, get ready to pay even more. Airlines are continuing to raise ticket prices. Today, U.S. Airways and Delta added $10 to domestic round-trip flights. It's the 10th attempt by airlines to raise fares as oil prices keep climbing. Today, oil topped $112 a barrel. And Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay $70 million to settle charges of corruption and bribery. The Securities and Exchange Commission accused subsidiaries of the New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company of bribing doctors in Greece, Poland, and Romania in exchange for prescribing the company's products. The SEC also said some subsidiaries paid kickbacks to the Iraqi government in order to get illegal business contracts. Johnson & Johnson has settled the charges without admitting or denying guilt. This week, Mayor Bloomberg's third-term blahs came into sharper focus as he fired his school's chancellor. Poor numbers on apartment sales prompted worries over New York real estate, and a big question mark hovered over an opera company with a big budget deficit. We will review the week's business and economic news now with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Hey, Greg.
Hello, Amy.
Kathy Black, out as school's chancellor. Somewhat uncharacteristically, Mayor Bloomberg said, in effect, you know what, folks? I goofed. Does this signal a new management style?
Well, it was a big mistake, right? And thank God he recognized it. We'll have to see. He's got two major problems still he better repair. First one of which is, why is he fighting with Andrew Cuomo? You know, the two of them share so many programs about government spending, no new taxes, the need to revitalize the economy, and yet the mayor's complaining bitterly about the budget, about the way Cuomo dealt with teacher seniority. He needs the governor. He needs the governor for pension reform. He needs the governor for education reform. You know, this would be one bridge that ought to be repaired. He's got another problem. His stalwart backers in the real estate community are furious with him. He has raised taxes so high on rental apartments, not condos, not co-ops, but rental apartments, that there will be virtually no new construction, even if they get a renewal of a tax break that is pending in the legislature. And his deputy mayor for economic development, Bob Steele, went to the Crane's breakfast, explained the problems very clearly, and said, oh, we're studying it. And it did not go over well. And the CEO of Related that afternoon criticized Steele for his lack of urgency. This is another split the mayor doesn't need. We'll have to see if he's ready to move on from Kathy Black and repair these problems, too.
You mentioned real estate. Last week, the big brokers revealed that first quarter home prices in Manhattan declined. Rental numbers this week look a little stronger. Rents are up about 7% from last year, also in Manhattan. What does this tell us about the local housing market?
Well, I think we better watch it, because I read this story in the Times, and every real estate broker quoted said, oh, it's not a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. Things are getting better. That's what they do, right? They hype the market. They hyped it so much they made me suspicious. Look, housing prices are falling everywhere else in the country. We've been immune from it. We may not be immune from it going forward.
Shifting gears to national news, the Securities and Exchange Commission is considering changes to the rules governing privately held companies. Now, this would make it easier for companies like Facebook to issue new shares without making a public offering. What's the problem the SEC is trying to solve here?
The problem, say some people, is we've gone so far after the Enron scandal with Sarbanes-Oxley that we are deterring companies from going public. And when they do go public, they're listing on exchanges outside the United States. This is an effort on the SEC to find some middle ground here, but it's really just going to increase the debate about whether we've made going public too onerous on companies.
And the City Opera, New York's number two opera company, has delayed announcing its fall season while it tries to deal deal with a $5 million deficit. Was that the only problem at City Opera?
City Opera's had problems for more than a decade. They've run deficits. They don't have much of an endowment to go into. They can't raise money. They're looking for a viable economic model. They have a new chairman, and he wants to do that. It'd be great to keep City Opera. It'd be better to keep City Opera anywhere than to have them stay at Lincoln Center and die. Lots of big issues to be decided.
Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Sign up at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.